You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs High School Football on Internet Radio, USA-365.com.
From the Warpath, start of the fourth quarter with the Portage Indians on top, 11, 21-10, having the football. Maceo in the pocket, passes it down the middle, and it is caught in between the hashes as the reception made by Greg Millich, the 6-foot, 189-pound senior. Millich already has a touchdown reception to his credit for Maceo, and he comes up with a big first down pass play.
Definitely a big first down play. That puts the ball at the Crown Point 41-yard line here. Check that, 46-yard line here with 11:40 to go.
The ball inside the far hash to the left. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Left to right offense, right on the logo. First and 10 from the 46. And it's a miscommunication as they're going to keep it on the ground. Coming out to the near side with the run and brought down right to the near side.
Who was
looks
that
like
Jalen
Smith. Looks like Jalen Smith, and indeed it was Jalen Smith. You can see it here from the near side. The numbers are easy to see from the near side in direct
well, they're
view.
Closer to the light. That helps a little bit.
That
but out
too.
In the field, it's very hard to read those numbers.
Yeah, this is a six-light facility, three light towers.
It's going to be second and 14 now after that mix-up and broken play.
Three light towers to the left, three towers to the right. Actually, three light towers on each end. It's a north-to-south field. So you got three light towers on the east and west sides. We're broadcasting on the east end of the Warpath here on the campus of Portage High School on second and 14 from midfield. And Maceo keeps it back. So he pitches it out to the near side and brought out of bounds the ball carrier.
Now, is that a number one or is that number four?
Looks like number three. We got a new player into the game. Well, actually, that was Anthony Maceo. Pardon me. Maceo number three. Funny he pitched it out, but Maceo keeping it to himself. So Maceo
called his own number.
Called his own number. And Dave, the strategy here is, as he was brought down inbounds, try to get the clock down as much as possible. A quick third quarter here from the Warpath. Anthony Maceo has done a fine job leading the offense. Maybe not quite as spectacular as what you saw last week against Maryville or the week before against Lake Central. Receiver at the numbers to the left, three receivers to the right, and Maceo slants it down the middle, and it's caught by Millage. Millage with first down yardage out to the 26. Or check that, Sanchez. My apologies, Angel Sanchez. And Angel Sanchez comes up with the reception. There is a flag visible to the far side, right at about the 50. So let's see what the flag is.
Yeah, it's on the far side there, near the Crown Point sideline there at about the 48-yard line of Crown Point. And everyone's walking to the south. So what is the call?
It was a nice catch and run by Sanchez, and it looks like it's coming back, Dave, unfortunately, for the Portage Indians. So the ball inside Portage territory, right on the outskirts of midfield at the 48. You got that big Portage Indians logo. Surrounding the logo is a gold circle. The reason why is this is a multi-purpose site, also used for soccer. Mentioned earlier in the broadcast, got here about 4 o'clock. The girls' soccer team was practicing here at the Warpath. So two receivers to the left. They'll go two to the right. Out of the pistol on 3rd and 17 from the 48. Maceo stays in the pocket, flows it high and deep down the far side and incomplete. However, it's going to be pass interference on the Crown Point Bulldogs, I believe. And indeed, it looks like Crown Point's going to get called for a PI here.
Yeah, it was a long pass there. Flag is resting at the Crown Point 14-yard line in between the hash and the sideline. Officials are discussing it there at about the 43-yard line at Crown Point, though. It may not be as obvious as we think.
Let's see. Let's see
what
the call
is. Was there a second flag?
There's only one flag visible.
I'm not sure who's the defensive back in that corner there, Frank.
It was Bezak. No penalty. I think you were saying no penalty. Or holding.
Oh, holding.
But it's against Crown Point, so unfortunately it's not pass interference, but it does go against the Crown Point Bulldogs. It is a hold on the visitors wearing white. So the Crown Point Bulldogs call for a penalty. And Dave, I said before the game, penalties are going to be a determining factor here in this game. And let's just hope that penalty is not.
All right, so that's a 10-yard penalty as opposed to a 15 or from the point of infraction. Ball resting now at the Crown Point 42. And 9:42 remaining here in the fourth quarter.
The ball resting at the right hash.
Third and seven.
With 9:42 remaining in this game, all the Portage Indians are thinking is just get the 7 yards for the first down. They need to get the 7 yards, and they'll keep it on the ground. And Russell, the ball carrier, the fullback, Anthony Russell, brought down outside the hash to the right, and the ball pinned up inside the 40 to about the 39. It's only a 3-yard pickup for Anthony Russell. Clock spiraling downward, Dave.
CP ball is marked at the crop point 39-yard line. So that's going to be fourth down and 3 to go.
The Portage Indians just watching the clock motioning downward. Right now, the clock, the huge ally to this Portage Indians team, up by 2 possessions at 21-10.
Well, the scoreboard says 4th and 3, but the sideline marker says it's only 3rd down.
Well, I'm going to go by the sideline marker as the 3rd down kick pass play caught out to the near side, and it's going to go for 1st down yards, 4th down, 3rd down, however you look at it. Crown Point, the defense giving up a 1st down as the catch to the near side. I believe that is McGregor. Or, no, Millage, actually, the 6'1", 189.
Yeah, he's senior. Favoring one of his legs there. He may have twisted an ankle or done something to one of his lower legs, I think.
Well, he's coming back.
Maybe underneath the knee.
The backup to Millage is Trevor Smaw, spelled S-M-A-W, 5'11", 155, junior. You can't afford to have Millage out. You already have Sterling Lawrence out, who was a big factor against the Maryville Pirates just last week. He averaged almost 13 yards per carry at Demery Stadium. Receiver to the left inside the numerals, and they're going to reverse it out for Michael McGregor. McGregor to the far side, stays on his feet, now dragged short of the first down, and Michael McGregor, who already has a touchdown rushing in this ball game, brought down at the 22, so a 7-yard pickup for McGregor, the junior wingback for the Portage Indians.
Yeah, that marks the ball at the Crown Point 22-yard line, 2nd and 3.
So 2nd down and 3, as you mentioned, Dave, the destination, the 19 for the all-important first down. Both teams seeing the clock go downward to 7:40 and counting. They'll go 2 receivers to the left.
Bulldogs need a big stop here.
Oh, Dave, indeed they do, and Maceo keeps it by himself. Now straight ahead run, Dave. I believe he has the first down, if not very close.
That looked like Maceo, I think, on a keeper.
Dave, I don't think he has the first down, and you're right, it was Maceo, but I think he's 1 yard shy of the first down out to the 20. But the important factor to look, while he did not get the first down, and I know I keep on mentioning this, but the time going downward, and why that's important is Crown Point is down by 2 possessions. Crown Point needs as much time as possible. Certainly needs a whole Portage here from getting any points, at least a touchdown. But time becoming more vulnerable for the Crown Point Bulldogs, trailing 21-10, inside 7 minutes for this game. Now Maceo, play fake, keeps it by himself. He has the first down, stays on his feet, inside the 10, and Sammy Klutz wrestles him down inside the hash to the left. So a first down carry for Anthony Maceo. Sammy Klutz, very aggressive on the tackle, the free safety junior for the Bulldogs, but it stops the clock, yet moves the chains for the Portage Indians.
Boy, Portage has been very effective in grinding out the clock here with these running plays. Here, once again, it's first down and roll from the 8-yard line.
First and goal from the 8, and Maceo keeps it by himself. Looks like he might have picked up 1, and indeed he did. So 2nd and goal from the 7 upcoming as the Portage Indians doing what they're doing. Really, this is a team, yes, they want to add more points, trying to put this game out of reach. But they are trying to lower this clock down and make things hard for the Crown Point Bulldog. The offense really well rested right now. So Portage in their huddle. It looks like
Jalen Smith back in for Portage.
So the huddle terminated by the Portage Indians on 2nd and goal from the 7, far hash to the left. Man in motion to the near side, and the motion man gets it as he angles out across the 10. Goes into a helicopter propeller as he was brought down inside the 5 to the 4. And the carry brought down, there's Jalen Smith, the wingback, 5'8", 180-pound junior, going airborne, Dave.
Yeah, that's always dangerous when you go airborne like that. That didn't look very good, but apparently he's okay. He's still in the ball game. Ball marked now at the 4-yard line, third down.
Anthony Maceo getting the orders from the sideline to the near. The Portage Indian sideline, coached by Darren Rodriguez, has brought a lot of respect to this program. 2 games over the 500 mark in his second season overall at the helm of Portage. Now Maceo curls to the right side, touchdown, Portage Indians. And Dave, that might do it here for this Friday night, week 5, as far as the Crown Point Bulldogs concerned. A 4-yard touchdown by Anthony Maceo. His first touchdown rushing of the night. Remember, he had a touchdown pass in the second quarter. In all, he has 13 touchdowns rushing here in 2017. Give him 16 for the season, including the passing.
Very much so. Wow, long drive here by Portage.
And Portage not only getting points, getting a touchdown, but taking some time off the clock in the process. Sakis on for the extra point. A high snap and a bad one as it is tracked down by the Crown Point Bulldogs. Pick it up. And Crown Point still on their feet. Now the ball comes loose outside the numerals to the left. And Portage able to down it. So Portage, the bad snap. Crown Point had it. They lost the football. Sloppy play on both teams with 4:59. The point after no good. It's 27-10. Portage with the lead. 4:59 for the game here from the Warpath. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Football on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Hi, I'm Kent Lundquist.
And I'm Bill Satterly. Together, we host 2 hours of some of the best mainstream jazz each Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore.
We're hosts of the Feeling of Jazz, and we're proud sponsors of Crown Point High School Football on Internet Radio, Indiana-Sports.com.
We're also proud to bring you music each week from some of the biggest names in jazz, like Duke Ellington and Count Basie. So we invite you football fans to join us each Sunday night at 8 for the Feeling of Jazz on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore.
And online at lakeshorepublicradio.org.
You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs High School Football on Internet Radio, USA-365.com.
27-10, a three-possession lead for the home team, Portage Indians. The Warpath coming alive. The student section to our right, rocking, standing up, making some noise. With the band playing, here is the kickoff as it is fielded up at the 16 by the Crown Point Bulldogs. Looks like Mahaffey with the kickoff, and he brings it across the 35 to the 36. So the Crown Point Bulldogs, not over yet, but in desperation mode, really need to get some points and get points in a hurry. 27-10 to Portage Indians with the lead. Portage very successful on that offensive drive. That was a long offensive drive, taking a lot of time off the clock. Now pressure on the Crown Point offense inside 5 minutes. Drew Horton at the quarterback at the controls. Receiver to the left, two to the right. Horton stays in the pocket. Finds James Pretty in a short leap. And Pretty comes up with the football out to the 40. Only a 4-yard pickup. Second and 6 for Crown Point. James Pretty, normally you see him as the punting duties, but this is the second week he has been listed as the backup tight end. By the way, that's Pretty's first reception here in 2017. It comes for 4 yards. Second and 6, the ball at the 36, Crown Point, right to left offense toward the south end zone in hurry up. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Horton rolls the pocket, pump fake, now steps up, passes it down the middle, and a bad pass tried to go for James Pretty. One hopped him, so it stops the clock, 4:15. That's the good news. The bad news is third and 6 with the ball at the 40. It's been a good game here throughout most of the night. Unfortunately, the Bulldogs did lose Ryan Bolda to an injury in the second quarter, was hit as he released the football. Third and 6 with the ball at the 40. Ball inside the hash to the left. Three receivers to the right. One to the left. And Horton, the face mask snap. Pressure coming from the corners. Sets up the screen and too high for Tyler Gomez. Gomez had a fingertip on it. but couldn't come up. A short lead for Tyler, but instead Crown Point met with fourth down here with 4:12, and Crown Point's offense has to stay on the field. They need to try to maneuver something here, down by 17 at 27-10. This Portage Indian squad is a force to be reckoned with. A win here, and they're going to go 3-2. Two receivers, check that, three receivers to the right. They'll go receiver to the left with James Pretty at the numeral to the near. Here is Horton delivering a pass down the middle, and it is caught! Caught for first down yardage by the Crown Point Bulldogs.
Ben Frederick with the reception, pulls it in.
They are in hurry-up mode, the Crown Point Bulldogs is. And Crown Point getting a gift on a first down pass play, but they got to keep it coming. The clock motioning downward to 4 minutes and counting. First and 10 from the 44 of the Portage Indians with three receivers to the left. They'll go one to the right, and Horton stays in the pocket. Slants it out for Mahaffey, who drops it right in front of him. That was a good throw. Mahaffey had it, but couldn't hold on. Second and 10, stopping the clock. 3:52, fourth quarter, ball at the 44 of the Portage Indians.
All right, time for the Bulldogs to catch their breath, reset, and try it again.
And, Dave, the Bulldogs, there's no punting is out of the question here. They need first downs. Second and 10 from the 44 of the Indians. Horton out of the shotgun. Pressure coming. Passes it out to the far side. Timmy Angel with the grab. Not a first down grab as he brings himself to the 38. It's a six-yard pickup. The clock continuing to motion downward to 3:45 and 3:35 and counting. Crown Point
moves the ball down to about the 38-yard line of Portage.
Crown Point third and four from the 33 to 29, the destination for the first down. Horton stays in the pocket. They swing out to Mahaffey to the near side. Stays on his feet. Accelerates to the 30. He's to the 25 and brought down inside the 20 as Eric Mahaffey with a big first down reception, moving the chains. Crown Point coming up when pressure has mounted. And now Crown Point, no huddle, obviously. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. They'll go first and 10 with the ball pinned up at the 17. Drew Horton steps up, passes it down the middle, and incomplete. Too high for his intended receiver, Ben Frederick, pausing the clock at 3:07. Second and 10 for the fighting Crown Point Bulldogs, down 27-10. So Crown Point looking to the sideline, looking for the play call. The Crown Point coaches box is just down the hall, a couple booths over from us. We're right next to the Portage coaching box. Two receivers to the left. They'll go two to the right. Flank a running back to the right of Drew Horton. Horton a rolling pocket. Passes on the run. It's a bad pass to the far side. Timmy Angel, the intended receiver. But Horton just throwing it wide of his intended receiver. Clock stops at third down. Third and 10 for the Crown Point Bulldogs from the Portage 17.
Yeah, Horton had a man open there, but in fact, he threw to Tibby Horton, but pass was off the mark.
So Crown Point with a third and 10 with the ball pinned up at the 17 of the visitors, of the home team, the Portage Indians, two receivers to the left. Horton drops back under pressure. Horton's going to go down. He sat behind the line of scrimmage. Horton is sacked by the Portage Indians as it stops the clock with 2:49 and timeout. I can imagine called by the offense. Crown Point takes the timeout, and we'll do the same. 27-10, Crown Point trailing in this one to Portage. We're in the fourth quarter. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Football on USA-365.com and Indiana-sports.com.
As the mayor of Crown Point, David Urant always has the needs of the citizens and the future of the cities his guiding principles. He believes government must be about working with others through leadership and vision to accomplish goals. Building a stronger community from within is the city's mission to ensure we protect our heritage, hometown values, and provide the vision to continue to move our community forward. Crown Point Mayor David Urant is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs football on USA-365.com. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs High School Football on Internet Radio, USA-365.com.
With the Portage student section going into the Tomahawk Chomp, third and 20 for the Crown Point offense from the Portage 26. The Bulldogs working toward the south end zone. Horton back, sends a high pass for Shuttle, and it is broken up in the end zone to the near side as Shuttle, the intended receiver, it had air on it, but Shuttle had good coverage in his favor. So fourth down, and the Crown Point Bulldogs will turnover on downs here. No, actually it's fourth. All right, first down and 20. So protect that first and 10. So the Portage Indians will have the football, and it's going to be tough for the Crown Point Bulldogs to come back from that one.
Yeah, it was a good attempt. I mean, it was an opportunity to go for the score. Shuttle was covered very tightly on that play. I'm not sure that he had much of a chance to catch that at all.
Receiver to the left, they'll go one to the right. Maceo looking to run the clock out, and Maceo takes the snap. And Russell gets the carry. It looks like we have the backup quarterback, as it is Zach Warchus, number 12. So Maceo out of this game. Not sure why. It didn't appear to be injured. You figured Maceo would want to be in here to try to run the clock. The clock chiming to 2:18 and counting. A long shot for the Crown Point Bulldogs now to come back from this one as they are down 27-17. Well, should this hold up, you got to give the Portage Indians their due. Portage will go to Chesterton, a team struggling in the DAC, and then on the road to Michigan City on September 29th. So Warchus will keep it by himself, looks to run the clock, and Warchus brought down shy of the 30 to the 29. So a four-yard pickup as the clock down to 1:45 and counting. Crown Point does have two timeouts left. They are not using any of their timeouts. So it looks like one first down will give the Portage Indians a win, and the Crown Point Bulldogs will travel back home if this holds up to one under 500 at 2-3. So Zach Warchus, 5'10", 150-pound sophomore, normally the punter, and they'll keep it on the ground yet again. They'll pick up some yardage out to the 32-yard line.
Was that Russell?
No, that was actually Jeff Bloom. Dave, it looks like that Darren Rodriguez is going deep on his depth chart now and giving the second unit coming in as this game is about over, under a minute left. So the Crown Point Bulldogs are going to be heading home with a 2-3 mark, and it ain't going to get any easier. They're going to face another perfect team, at least heading into tonight as far as the DAC was concerned. Valparaiso, like Portage, was 2-0 heading into their conference game against Chesterton tonight. That's the next opponent for the Crown Point Bulldogs at Bulldog Turf next week. And we have a timeout, and it's called by the Portage Indians, and we'll do the same with 34 seconds left. Portage heading to a 3-2 season. Crown Point about to drop to 2-3. 27-10, Portage with the lead. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Football on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
From Sinatra to Streisand, from Josh Groban to Michael Bublé, Diana Kroll to Carly Simon, the Carpenters to Chicago, all the easy listening artists are featured on the internet radio station called TheBreeze.com. That's The Breeze without the E at the end to make it easy for you. For more information, their website is www.TheBreeze.com for the world's best easy listening music.
Committed to serving Northern Indiana with customer service being their number one goal, Santier Bank is family-owned and operated. They remain not for sale. Right now, they offer free personal and free business checking accounts. In addition, they offer free online banking and free mobile banking. Stop in any Santier Bank branch for details. Santier Bank is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs football on Indiana-Sports.com.
Here's the punt fielded by the Crown Point Bulldogs, Sammy Krutz, to the near side inside the numerals at about the 29. 28 seconds remaining. Quick footnote about the Crown Point Bulldogs from here on out. If you've not seen a Bulldog home game at Bulldog Turf on the south end of Crown Point, you'll have, over the next 4 weeks, three or four opportunities. The Bulldogs will be at home next week. We mentioned the Valparaiso Vikings. Then the week after, September 29th, the LaPorte Slicers. Then on the road to take on the Chesterton Trojans before closing out the regular season against the Michigan City Wolves. So three of four games remain for the Bulldogs at home. So a good opportunity to support this team down the final stretch of the regular season. They're going to keep it on the ground as the Crown Point Bulldogs will run it out to the 40-yard line. And Tyler Gomez brought down, and that looks like it's going to be the last play of the game for the Bulldogs. Or check that. Calling a time. The clock stopped. I don't. Actually, first down measurement. So first down, he did have enough for the first down.
Yeah, they marked the ball at the 40-yard line, so a pickup of 10 yards in the play, another first down.
Crown Point, looks like they'll run one another play here, Dave.
Might
the clock
well.
Down to 10 seconds, try to score, do something out of Constellation. As they'll keep it on the ground. Here's a big hole for Tyler Gomez. He angles to the near side, cuts to the outside right, and brought down out of bounds as time expires. A good run by Tyler Gomez as he is brought down at about the 25-yard line. But time runs out, and that's going to do it for the Crown Point Bulldogs here on this Friday night. They travel to Portage. They leave with a loss, falling to 2-3, and they drop their third conference game of the season. They are 1-2 with a 27-10 loss. The Portage Indians, give them their due. They're 3-2 in the conference. They remain perfect at 3-0. The question is, will they be the only perfect team in the DAC? The Valparaiso Vikings are playing the Chesterton Trojans here tonight as well. 27-10 your final. Portage with the win. Both teams at midfield shaking hands. Our postgame show coming up. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Football on USA-365.com and Indiana-sports.com.
Four Seasons Mechanical at 1580 East 90th Place in Merrillville offers heating and cooling services for residential and commercial customers in the region and is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs football on USA-365.com and Indiana-sports.com. For heating and cooling services, call 219-756-7020. That's Four Seasons Mechanical at 219-756-7020. Step back in time to see the spot where Rudolph Valentino, Joe DiMaggio, and Red Grange obtained their marriage licenses. The Lake County Museum features over 10,000 artifacts within a space of 6,000 square feet. Stop by and see it for yourself. The Lake County Museum is located on the second floor of the old courthouse building in downtown Crown Point, open Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 1 to 4 p.m. through October 29th. Donations are $1 per adult and 50 cents per child, and remember to like them on Facebook. From Sinatra to Streisand, from Josh Groban to Michael Bublé, Diana Kroll to Carly Simon, the Carpenters to Chicago, all the easy listening artists are featured on the internet radio station called TheBreeze.com. That's The Breeze without the E at the end to make it easy for you. For more information, their website is www.TheBreeze.com for the world's best easy listening music.